This is Peter Craig interviewing Reuben Call at his homesteading cabin.
Well, this is my lower cabin that we're in now, and I just showing the boys how this cabin is built. The door is just about 4.5 feet high, maybe 5 feet, and there used to be a latch string on it and a very strong lock, so that when the latch string had been pulled inside, nobody could open the door. A typical construction like they used to do. This cabin's almost entirely done with axe and hammer. Hardly any boards in it, a few around the windows and the floor. The door was made out of axe-hewn stuff. See how it was hewed?
Yep.
So, I think Sam got married in 1938. They built just this room here. Then later on, another couple came and they built on that farther room. But the homesteading didn't quite go through, so it was just left vacant. Then a Mr. Hardcastle, who lived up here, wanted to homestead it, but his wife didn't want to live on it, and so he relinquished to me. And when I first came homesteading, I lived in here, and I lived in here from August to probably November, when I had my cabin on top of the hill, Finney. There was electricity up there. But I think someday I'll move back here and live. My nephew, when he was up here this summer, thought he'd like to live down here. You know, he just...
What have I done? Wrong way around.
Yeah.
This is the arena.
Wait.
I put potatoes in here one year because the road was so wet, slippery, couldn't get them up the hill. So I kept them in here for quite a while, and then I had to have the stove for heat, and it worked good. I tightened up the few cracks that were in here, and everything worked good. Over here I had a little stove, but then I needed that up above, so I came down and got it. Sheet metal stove. Now I can show you how this cabin, what shape it's in. A few years ago, I thought it was worth saving. So, let's see. Ted Jackson and I came up and put the sheetrock on it. See how that log is falling away?
Yeah.
And see how they're kind of dropping down. There's a log cabin, unless the foundation is good and the roof is good. For a long time, the roof was poor, and the logs are just lying on the ground, and so they keep attracting moisture, and the moisture just works up into it. So probably those logs over there have settled into the ground probably a foot since it built, I imagine. Someday I'll dig a well. I'm going to try to do something about this chimney. I was planning to start going over it several times. See, that's a handy little outhouse over there.
Okay, I'm going to let him get a picture.
You know, look at these logs got with the weight and so forth. Here.
Mm-hmm. That's so strange.
Well, someday I'll get it fixed.
Yeah. I think it's still neat. I need the logs to put together. Mm-hmm. No nails.
Oh, almost everybody does put spikes between them. They have to, otherwise they'll fall off.
Oh, it'll blow?
Yeah. There's a lot of strain on it. You know, with 3-4 feet of snow or more that collects winters, quite a lot of weight. But as far as I know, the roof don't leak at all. I don't like that building leak. We can go back. You got the tape? Let's see. Wait a minute. But this floor isn't resting on or connected to the logs. So that if the logs fall down, the studding supporting this holds the roof up. It's the same as it is now. And I just figure that someday I'll have to take those logs away. Maybe burn them. But I can do that all right. In a way, I'd like to fix this cabin so it lasts for 10 years, but I don't know if it will. It isn't in very good shape, but a person don't need too much to enjoy. And this nephew, who's an engineer, construction engineer, and been working at it ever since he was up in Alaska, came to Alaska in 51. He told me he'd like to live here. He'd like to live down here in this cabin.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, he and my niece came up and we mopped the floor out, cleaned it up. You see, after these kids had been running around here with us.
Now the people that built that part apparently had that sled and they hung it on the end, and it's been hanging there so it's almost ready to fall apart. You know, you come up and see how they made it after he gets through taking the picture. But you see, this is really a nice clearing, and from here you can see the mountains and the water when it's clear. And I've left the little trees because I thought, well, they're kind of nice to see.
Yeah.
But I don't like all these weeds here. About the only thing I can do is to, next year, is to cultivate it about every week and kill this stuff. But I probably do. I should have been doing that this year, but I didn't. Cans, you know, well, I don't know, wouldn't this be about the same as a 3-pound coffee can? And different strips of it. And then some kids one day took it down. Oh, this happened 7 or 8 years ago and it broke. But I just thought that was worth it. They even hung up there just for curiosity. Home construction.
This little short door is what gets me.
Yeah. I think that door is solid.